The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
A good vach raboisai!
I thought that was Ari for a second. Where's your brother? Your brother come? Does your brother watch? You think? Really? That one time? I'll tell you in a second. Today's shiur, I said this by my shver, I did a little bit of I played for my shver. Because Nissan Algenz, who did the whole 1800 Gemara, he was behind the scenes with Yossi Klein. He's doing a huge thing this Sunday, and he did not ask me and did not hint to me. So because he didn't ask me or hint to me, I am going to plug his thing. Because of Akaris HaTayv, the MS. He has no idea that I'm doing this, and he never asked me, and I'm not. He runs Yad La'achim, and because of our campaign, he was negligent for Yad La'achim, I think. I shouldn't say this, Barabim. And I tried reaching him this week, and he's like, I can't talk Yad La'achim. Yad La'achim does this thing, two ba'av. They go to Kvarim. Anyways, check it out. I don't even know what the website is. Yad La'achim. They do for free. You can give them names. They go to Kvarim for you for free. And everything is Givaldic. So, as Akar Satov to him, I'm letting the Olam know. And today's shiur is sponsored in his schus, in the schus of Nissan Algenz and everything that he's done for the shiur. Today, I went to a local hangout. Erev Shabbos hangout, Great Chicago. And as I walk in there, a gentleman with a gray beard shows up and says, I watch a shiur. I said, Nusa, why didn't you come live? Eh. And then another guy, and then another guy, and it turns out, one of the guys that came there is one of my original Talmidim. Tell you what, I was in Rabbi Twersky's show, we used to daven, and I was smoothing with some of the 13-year-olds there, and I had this hunch, and I take these kids, I go, the 13 years old, I said, Rabbi, who's the Gadol Hadar? And they look at me and they say, one guy says, the Chofetz Chaim. And I said, no, I'm talking about alive right now. So another Chacham says, Rabbi Twersky, not referring to Zalman over here. He's from the Gdolim, and not Gadol Hadar. So I realize we're in some big tzaras over here. These kids are Amaratzim. So I said, does anybody know Moedim de Rabbanan, Bal Peh? No. Alamichia? No. Ashayotzar? I don't know what that is. The kids are, so that was my first group. And I said, listen, if you guys learn XYZ, Moedim and Alamichia, what was it, Marty? These things. So some of these Talmidim, not the Amaratzim part, but some of them were the triplets, the Dauber triplets. And sure enough, who's in the restaurant? One of the triplets. Yosef Dauber, how old is he today? 31 today? Wow, I didn't know that. I even said today. That's funny. Interesting. So his birthday is today. 31 years old. And he's watching his shiur. And his father is here in the audience, but he doesn't come either. They're like, what's with you guys? And all of a sudden, Mrs. Philip Smith, she screams, and I watched the shiur also! Okay, I thought that was hilarious. Yeah, so that's the story from Great Chicago. But there are people watching this year. It's almost like a bazillion to come here. Some of my best, two of my best friends here in Chicago, they watch this year, but they won't come. So we gotta make it like something that's a little cooler than what it is. And it's Erev Shabbos. I really appreciate that the oil came out. I know it's difficult to come out during Erev Shabbos. Here, let's read some emails here. This is from Simon Gavzik. Hi, Rebelli. Here, sitting on Hadrian's Wall, learning the daf. Is that how you pronounce it? And guess what? You're explaining about walls and what constitutes them. Is it a coincidence? No. Thanks to your inspirational shiur, even though I don't understand everything, I get the concepts. Kol Tov, Simon Gavzik from Edgeware. I don't know how to grab this off a video he sent me of him on the wall. Ben Azmanim. I think it's very, very chashuv. Guys, on Ben Azmanim, on trips, here's another one, Ben Azmanim in Ira Kodesh. This is the real deal. This is Yosef Mevarach, learning the daf behind Woodburn Shul in Gan Eden HaTachtoin. Ah! There he is. Beautiful picture with the trees and the whole thing steiging away in Woodburn. What else do we have here? Avrom Landsman. When I saw you at Shachris the other day, I thought maybe I should ask you if you're giving shir for the Chicago I live in person, but I didn't. Anyway, I would appreciate if you can let me know your Chicago schedule. Somebody know Avrom Landsman? Uh-huh. No, so let him know where we are. Matzi Shabbos here at 10:30, and then Sunday, we're going to, what is it called today? Rabbi, Eichenstein on Chodrov. Yeah, Chodrov. It's not called Beis Sushi anymore. Chodrov. From Sunday on, we're gonna be in Chodrov, I think. By Michal Rendler. Ellie, love the shir, thanks. And, yeah, over there. Love the shir, thanks. Are due to you and everyone working behind the scenes. A few shirim ago, when the haystack case first came up, you were looking for the right word for empty space in the middle of the haystack. New guy came up with void. I admit that it's a pretty good word, but something about it bothers me. It's not quite the proper word. What do you guys think? When you chaytet begadish, we said void. What's a better word? He has a pretty good word here. Oh, yeah. Cavity. He's mechaven. Cavity. It's not correct. The proper, I think much better word, the word you're reeling for is cavity. Or perhaps the word hollow. P.S. I love this. I too left your shir for another shir a couple weeks ago, due to all the jokes and litzanas. But like a drunk, I returned to your shir several days ago. What can I do? I'm hooked. Michal Rendler, Friar Rockaway. Listen, if you're a really serious, serious guy, and jokes are not your thing, then call a kavod, you know? When I learn with my chavrusa, we put money on the table. And if we say one word during seder, the money goes to tzedakah we hate. That's how it works. So, I don't like talking during seder, and I don't like making jokes during seder. But sometimes you have to. Bitula zeukiyuma. If you want to be serious and not hear one word of litzanas, there's 1,000 shiurim out there online. Go there. Givaldi. If you want to have fun while you're learning, and this is your thing, it's not for everybody. Listen, it's not for everybody. Shkoyach Michal Rendler. Okay. We're starting a brand new Mishnah, brand new Perek in Masechta. It's Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin. Hirchik is asikuch min atfanois shloisha tfachim. Let's get all the charts ready here. And there are a lot of them today. I think that is a sponsor. The sponsor is, Nissan Al-Gans. Hirchik is asikuch. You have a void, a cavity. It's not the right word. Neither is hollow a right word here. Anyways, you have some sort of gap. A three tefach gap. Psula. Why is it possible? Because what's happening here is, you lose a wall. Since you only have three walls in this case, and you have a cav, you have a gap here, so the schach is not connected to the wall, you lost this entire wall. So you're left with two walls. Now obviously if you have four walls, like our sukkahs usually have, so you'll have one, two, three, this wall over here would be a good wall, so it wouldn't be an issue. We're talking about a situation where this gap causes that you lose a wall, and if you lose one wall, you're down to two walls. Now, it's possible. When we were talking about Doifen Akuma, everybody loves the concept of Doifen Akuma. What does Doifen Akuma mean? Does Doifen Akuma mean a crooked wall? So, right over here I have some bad stuff going on, so I make my wall crooked, like this. That's one way of looking at it. Doifen Akuma, it's a crooked wall. Or, Doifen Akuma is crooked this way. It goes up and takes a left turn. But it's using my bad schach. It's a big nafkemina. Is it cutting out the bad schach? It's going on an angle? Or it's using my bad schach? This is my bad schach. It's using my bad schach. It's just a crooked wall. How do you understand Doifen Akuma? Anybody? You want to guess? Sure. You anything. Who's that, Mark?
That's me.
Okay.
Almost 75 people on Zoom.
Most of them are from New York. 5 o'clock. Who knows what time they're doing Shabbos. Amazing stuff. Okay. Mamash HaKiddush Hashem. Me, I have to be here. You guys, I don't understand why you're here. I don't. But it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So listen to this. Rashi says from here is Muchach that Doifen Akuma is not a crooked wall like this. Doifen Akuma is like this. Why? Because if Doifen Akuma is cutting out the bad stuff, then why can't I just cut out the three tfachim? Who cares how much ear I have? Ignore it. Just cut into it. But since I have to use that three tefach gap, that proves to me that I must use it in the Doifen Akuma. And if I'm using it, three tefach actually ruins the wall. And three tefach, you cannot do Doifen Akuma. You can do Doifen Akuma for 4 amas, 8 feet of Doifen Akuma. But if there's 3 tefach of a gap of ear, you can't do it anymore. But why not? Let's just pretend the ear isn't there. I'm doing a crooked wall. Says Rashi from here, you see that Doifen Akuma is not a crooked wall like we thought. Doifen Akuma is a crooked wall like this. The guy was really drunk when he built the wall. He went up and then went 90 degrees that way. And you cannot include ear if that's what he tried to do. If this puzzle schach, he could do it, but not with ear. Now the Mishnah is going to give us 3 identical cases, basically, of Doifen Akuma. This is the typical case of Doifen Akuma. Here you have a giant skylight in the middle of your house. There's either a house in Muncie, or again, the builder did a terrible job, and the ceiling came in. But he said, you know what, let's make the best of it. Let's make this into a sukkah. So if the ceiling is less than 4 amos in all 4 directions even, but if it's more than 4 amos, puzzle. Now, second case of Doifen Akuma, identical. V'chein chotzer shehi mukefes achsadro. Achsadro is the overhang in front of a store, in front of whatever it is, and you have 3 overhangs. And you put the schach in the center. So it's the same idea of Doifen Akuma, just instead of it being inside a house, it's outside of the house. And the Gemara says, there's a chiddush there. Now, in America today, what gets you more jail time than murder? I'll tell you. Fear housing. If you don't accept someone of a different color, race, or whatever into your property, you go to jail for 65 years, minimum. That's how it is. They're crazy about fear housing. We have to train the people over and every 2 months, train them. And we have undercover shoppers and try to slip them up and ask what kind of people live there. Blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, they will tell you straight out. In this city, frum people are not allowed to move in. They say straight out. They advertise on TV. We don't allow frum people here. What do they do in order that frum people shouldn't move into a city, you know? They build high rises with many floors so you can't, a lot of frum people don't use the Shabbos elevator. And they build buildings without sukkahs. They put the porches one on top of the other. So an interesting question arises, and the frum people buy it anyways. In Bet Shemesh, they try to build a whole neighbor like that. And it just became frum, whatever. So now, a bunch of people without sukkahs. But let's say they give you like a tiny little sukkah. A sukkah that's 6 tfachim. You have a little porch that's 6 tfachim, and then you have, the rest of your porch is underneath your neighbor's porch. What do you do? So, it's very interesting. If you have 6 tfachim, and you add 1 tefach of pasul schach, it's kosher. So you can have like cement on top of you, and it's kosher. The problem is, that there's an issue of schach hayotzim in a sukkah. Sal hayotzim in a sukkah. Remember, we had it just the other day. You have to take the entire piece of concrete that's 25 feet long and add it to your sukkah, and then it becomes possible. So there's a trick. Let's say there's a piece of concrete. All you want to use from this concrete is this amount, 1 tefach, and it goes over your sukkah, and together with this is schach, together you have 7 tefachim, it's okay. The problem is that this whole part is concrete. So if you make a mechitza, you go like this, and you show you don't want any more, then they say it's okay. You could use a tefach of this concrete together with your 6 tefachim, but it's a maisa shebachol yayim. You have tiny little sukkahs, especially these young couples, they're renting apartments in Yerushalayim, and they say, okay, here's your porch. Sometimes it has 7 tefachim, sometimes it doesn't. Could you use it? How could you use it? If it's exactly 6 tefachim, nothing you can do. But six tefachim plus a piece of somebody else's concrete might be a better sukkah than just six tefachim. Interesting stuff. Anyway, I'm not passing, I'm just pointing things out as usual. Says the Mishnah. So we have the second case of Aksagra. Third case is sukkah gedolah shekifua b'davar shem sakfim bag. Seems like the same exact case. A dover akuma, meaning you have a sukkah. Doesn't this and this look the same? They're basically identical. This is made out of a wood, and this is made out of metal stuff. But it's the same thing. You have four sides of metal poles that are puzzle and mekabel tuma, and they're not good schach, and the center is schach. If this is less than four amas, I could do a doifan akuma, and we said doifan akuma means like an L shape, not a crooked wall like this. Fine. Doifan akuma. But if it's more than four amas, no good. So you have three cases that are very similar. Im yesh tachtav arba amos, psula tachtav just means it's the same lashon as before. If it's distance from the wall, four amos, then it's no good. Asking more call hani lomeli. Why do I need three cases? Tricha. The ashwin and bayish and ifchas, each one has a little bit of a chiddush, or at least two of them have a chiddush. The ashwin and bayish and ifchas, I'm talking about a house, mishum da hani mechitzis le bayis avidon. The mechitz of a house is made for the inside. And I'm making, where am I making my sukkah? Inside the dining room. Perfect. So it's a little bit of a crooked wall, so I say davar akuma. Avo chotzer, mukhev zach sadro. But when I'm talking about this case right over here, I want to make a sukkah outdoors in between all the houses. But look at this wall. These three walls, they weren't built for the outside to make a sukkah for the outside. They were built for the inside, for the house inside. So I would think, listen, yes, it's halacha mishum Sinai, but let's use common sense. Doifen akuma. The terrible contractor that you hired made a crooked wall, but he makes a crooked wall to where you're living, to the inside, into your living room. He doesn't make a crooked wall into your chatzer. That's not fair to pretend that it's a crooked wall the other way. Kamash Lan, I make a crooked wall any direction I want. And if I would say these two cases of a house, and Aksadra Mishum Nischachon, the sichon schach kosher hu, the schach is made out of good material, meaning it's made out of material that's wood. How do you build a house? Out of nisarim. We spoke about the other day. Four tfachim nisarim, whatever they are, they're nice planks of wood. But it's kosher schach, halachically, but the case that with the poles, this case right over here, the schach is not kosher, so perhaps I don't say doven akuma with something that's not kosher. This schach is schach puzzle, emeloi, tzricha. Okay. So those are the three cases. Omer Rabba. Now we go into sugyo. We mentioned it before. Puzzle schach and ear. The difference between the two. And there's a difference. If you have a void, a gap, in middle of your sukkah that goes from side to side, it could divide your sukkah in half. And if your sukkah is divided in half and it starts out with three walls, so guess what? Now you only have two walls. Sukkah is puzzle. How much of this schach puzzles? Says the Gemara, Ashkechtinu l'rabbanan de beirav, the yasvik ha'amri. We saw the Talmidim of Rav. So over here the Gemara is going to say it's Rav. On Amud Beis, the Gemara says it's Shmuel. But nothing changes. The idea is the same. Avir poisel b'shloisha. If I have a gap of three tefachim of ear, three tefachim is about a foot of plain old ear, then it's posel. Schach posel poisel barba. But if I have bad stuff, then that passes with four tefachim. I thought maybe as a cute way to remember it, also as a musr shtach, if you do absolutely nothing, you twiddle your thumbs, let's say you're not being accomplishing at all, you're sitting and staring at a screen, your brain waves aren't doing anything, just looking, so that's avir, that's hot ear, that's the worst. That's the worst you could possibly do. That passes with sukkah even three. But if you're doing something, it's at least you're doing something with your time. I don't know, you're cleaning something, you're fixing something, you're not learning Torah maybe, but you are doing something, so it might not be the best, but that takes four tefachim. That takes more. Okay, stop, like, so the worst thing is to do, I'm very against, by the way. One thing that really bothers me, you go in Kailo and sometimes you find, unfortunately, they make a shemra for a lot of people. Guys that have nothing to, no business being in Kailo. All they do is the whole day, they go from one cup of coffee to the next cup of, that's the worst of the worst. Mamish wasting valuable time, because like, please go ahead and make a parnasa. No. Everybody thinks I'm in Kailo. So they come, they don't know what to do. Open up the Gemara and then 10 seconds later they're up and going, worst of the worst. Avir Paisel B'Shloisha. That's the worst. Tzchach Pasel, okay. I could Eitzel with Tzchach Pasel. Takes 4 Tfachim to make it, to ruin a Sukkah. V'aminu Lu'ano. Huh? Where? How much? If it's Pasel, that's it. The Sukkah is gone. If there's a gap. Yeah. Even if you sit under the sukkah, you're not yotze sukkah. So how would you be yotze sukkah? The whole sukkah is puzzle. We're going to get, I think I know what you're asking. We'll see some of these things later. You could sit under these things, b'derech klal, if the sukkah is not puzzle. In this case, when the sukkah is puzzle, then it's puzzle. The whole thing is puzzle. Arba the puzzle b'shloi shumanolu, v'animin ala'ano. So Rabbi says, and I told these Talmidim, so very interesting svaras here. I asked the question like this. In other words, Rabbah argues, and we'll see what he says. How do you know this halacha? Now, maybe we stop here for a second. I just want to point out so I don't forget. There's a Tosfos here, the bottom Tosfos, Ilu Ikeschach Pasul Pachas Marba. And Tosfos says twice, Umiu. And in both of those Miu's, it's interesting that it's brought down, the two Miu's are brought down the halacha. One of them, I have a picture here somewhere. Let's see if I can find it. Here. First miu is, Hechdeg ishnei tfachim shchach pasul. If you have 2 tefach of bad shchach, let's call them metal poles. Ushnaim shchach, Hechdeg ishnei tfachim shchach pasul, ushnaim shchach pasul, v'haver mazik b'neim. 2 plus 2, but in between you have ear. Pachis mi gimel, and the ear is less than gimel. Maybe I should say lover and connect him. Ikel zapuki, ishnei apsulim mitstarfen la'arba livsol es asuka. Do we say that I have 2 plus 2, and the ear in between is nothing? It's as if I have 4 tefach of pasul schach, and therefore the whole sukkah is pasul. The shem okivin da'aver mavzim intayim lo mitstarfi. Maybe they're not mitstarf because it's ear, and ear is a whole different thing. Or ishem okivin da'im ba'aver shloishim mitstarfen, or perhaps, since it's less than 3, it's mitzdarif. So, we paskin like this miu. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha. And he says, it's a suffix. And therefore, if you have nothing better, sit in it without a bracha. Where's that other one that I said? I thought I had a better picture. I know I have a picture here somewhere. Chabal. Hold on. Here.
Kol Halashon.
And the second miu is Heichad Lekev Apsulim Arba. Va'aver Pachas Mishloishim Mavzik B'Neim. Here's the picture. I'm showing it because, first of all, the picture is printed. I might as well show it. And it's lahalacha, interesting halacha. You have less than 4 tefach of metal and less than 3 tefach of ear. Ein ha'aver mashlimi l'arba b'meh shechoshvik esasim achmas lovod. Don't make lovod here and connect them. And say I have 4 tefach of bad stuff. Why? Beautiful. You only use lavud, lahakel, not lahachmer. You want to ruin the sukkah through lavud. You don't do that. Again, it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch based on this Tosfos. And there's a picture, so why not? Okay. Says the Gemara. So how do you know the halacha? A rabbi is asking, how do you know this halacha of 3? 3 of ear. L'chayri, you know from our Mishnah, from the first words of the Mishnah, the Snaru said in the Mishnah, Yechik Yisazikuch Min Atfaroiz, Shloisha, if you distance the Schach from the wall, 3 Tfachim, Psula, so you see that 3 Tfachim is what makes a Schach Pasul. Schach Pasul Nami? So he asked the question, if so, you should say that Pasul Schach is also L'Lishol Ela Ba'arba Amos. From the same Mishnah, if you are proving your 3 Tfachim of ear, from Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, from the same Mishnah Yizayin above, I'm going to prove that Pasul Schach is for Amos, not for Tfachim. Big difference. 4 Amos is 8 feet. 4 Tfachim is a foot and a little bit. Says the Gemara, why? This Nan, it says in our Mishnah. If you have a hole, a big giant skylight, and you throw on Schach, and Yeshbin Sigil Toysel Arba Amos, it says that the ceiling is 4 Amos, then it's possible, but if it's less than 4 Amos, it's kosher. In other words, Bat Schach only passels with 4 Amos. Varmuli, so they answered beautifully, says Rabbi. He says, he's telling you what they answered him, and how he countered their answer. Don't prove from our mission anything. The Rabbi Shmuel Amrit Arvayu, Mishum, Doivin Akuma Naguba. The whole pshat in the mission is Doivin Akuma, nothing to do with Pasul Schach. We're talking about a Doivin Akuma. Now, Doivin Akuma, you could go even more than Pasul Schach, more than 4 Tvachim, because you have a crooked wall. I know, and that's a Halacha Moshe Sinai. So then I told them, but wait a minute, I have a good kasha. So he says like this, Rabbi, so listen to this. What's worse, ear or metal? Ear. Because ear passes the sukkah with 3 tvachim, metal passes the sukkah with 4 tvachim. He says, what if you have a little less than 4 tvachim? And the ear. Shouldn't it be mitzvah for 4 tvachim? If I have 3.9 tvachim of metal, and I add another 2 inches of metal, I ruin the sukkah. So if I add another 2 inches of ear to that metal, I should certainly ruin the sukkah because ear is worse than metal. I don't understand it 100%, but that's what he asks. I mean, well, if I eat a point, almost a kezayis of chaylev, and I add a little bit of blood to it, am I going to be over on chaylev? I mean, you have to have a shear of whatever you do. Oh, fine. But that's what he asks. The Gemara is going to talk about. But here's the svara. If ear is worse than schach pasul, so if I add ear to schach pasul, shouldn't it ruin it? I should have at least 4 tvachim worth of something. And the Gemara is going to explain his svara soon. So let's see inside. And I asked them, my iluik is schach pasul pachais. Oh, you got the watch? Shkoyach. If I have a little less than 4 tvachim of pasul schach, the sukkah is still kosher. Ma'yid b'shpudim, ma'yid psula. And if I add a little bit, one more piece of metal, comes pasul. And if I add a little bit of ear, shouldn't that pasul, the schach pasul? It should be as if I have 4 tvachim of bad schach. Why is ear worse all of a sudden than metal? Vamuli, ihachi. Wait a minute. I could ask the same question on you, they told him. These are not, I don't even know what it is. Chapla shlap, whatever the word is. These are the Talmidim of Rav. They know how to fight. They put up a good fight here. He said, wait a minute. Your question, ask on yourself. On a different case. Okay. So you say what? You taina that schach pasul is not 4 tvachim, it's 4 amos. Huge difference. So let us ask you the same exact question. Ma'ilu ikis chach pasul pachas mar ba'amos. What if you have 3.9 amos of chach pasul? It's not a pasul sukkah. And then you add a little bit of ear to it. Shouldn't that be a sukkah psula? But you'd admit that it's not a sukkah psula. Ah, we got you back. Chach pasul pachas mar ba'amos. Mar pachas mishleisha ma'ik shera. Ma'i b'shpudim ma'i. But according to you, if I add a little bit of a metal, it becomes psula. So what's the difference if I add metal to it, or if I add ear to it, it should also passel, but you admit that if I add ear to it, it's not passel. And Rabbi keeps on saying, and I answered them beautifully, hi Mai, no connection. I thought about your question, and it's not a question on me. When we're talking about 4 amos, it's a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. It's a special gzeiras hakasuv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't ask any questions. It's not a logical thing. It's a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai without any logic. Bishum shiuru v'lav shiuru. Hi, lav shiuru. So that 3.9, that's not what the Torah said. The Torah said 4. 3.9 is still kosher. Since I cannot add one shear of ear to another shear of metal. They're not identical shiurim. You can't add two different types of shiurim. One is with three tefachim, and one is with three amas, and I can't take a tefach of ear and add it to the four amas of metal. They don't go together. They're different shiurim. Because it's halakha which we see not. But you guys, but you're talking about not halakha mishmi sinai. You're talking about a logical reason, haflaga. What's logical about it? When it comes to any makam chashuv in Hilcha Shabbos, it's always four tefachim. So four tefachim, what's the difference if it's four tefachim, if my schach is distance from the wall, or I have a gap in my sukkah made out of metal that's four tefachim, or it's a combination of metal and ear. The bottom line is, I have a gap that's four tefachim. That's what I'm asking you. If it's a logical thing, and you're comparing sukkah to any makam chashuv, then what's the difference? What causes the gap? Is the gap caused with metal, or the gap is caused with metal and ear? Yes, you're right. Ear is worse than metal, and with only three tefachim, it's possible. But four tefachim for metal, you agree? Okay, so now I'm going to take the four tefachim and break it up. A little bit of metal, a little bit of ear. It should work. I don't understand. But you cannot ask the question on me, because I'm talking about Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai. Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai says, bad tzchach is four amas. Ear is three tefachim. You can't combine the two. We just turned to Yuzayin on Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, and Yeshuas. And please join Tehillim.amindav.com. Interesting that I saw the Rashba says, talking about a makam chashuv, it goes as far as a mikvah, the steer of a mikvah. He says that a mikvah that doesn't have stairs that are four tefachim wide that you can put your foot on, and people are scared they're going to fall in, is a puzzle in mikvah. And there's a whole story with a place, Vine, I forgot what it's called, in Hungary, where they made a step, and eventually the water got higher, and people weren't using that step, and they're using a step that wasn't four tefachim, and somebody said, hey, the mikvah is puzzle, and people started screaming, but we've been using it for many years, and the Rav tried to be matter it, and the Dibri Chaim said, how can you be matter it? How can you fight with the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch, and nobody ever argued on this Rashba, and you think that you're smarter than the Rashba? He was very, very sharp about it. But anyway, I thought it was interesting. It's not just a halacha by Hilchas Sukkah, it's a halacha of Shir Choshev. What's considered a Makam Choshev? Makam Choshev is four tefachim, and you can apply that to many different things, including a mikvah, the step of a mikvah. You would think that it has nothing to do. It's the bottom of the mikvah, it's the this of the mikvah. No, every step has to have a Makam Choshev. That's what the Rashba says. Says the Gemara, what's the difference if I add ear to the schach posel? Fine. So Abaye tells Rabba, ulamar nami, you also need the loy shavu shirayu besukuk gdoilo, besukuk tano milu shavu shirayu. Says Abaye something very interesting. What if I have a tiny little sukkah? Exactly 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. In that sukkah, there's no difference between ear and metal. Both of them are going to make the sukkah puzzle with 3 tefachim. And therefore what? Says Abaye Moridik, since I have one case called a 7 by 7 sukkah, where ear and metal are identical in the shear, then now they can be mitzaref in all types of situations in the rest of the Torah. Because they are identical. You're telling me that ear and metal are different shiurim? No, they're the same shiur. Where? In a case of a small sukkah. Says Rabba, incredible. He's on a roll, Rabba. Amalei, Hasam la mishum the shabbat shiurai la dadi. What are you talking about? When you have a sukkah that's 7 tefachim, and you put ear in it, the reason why the sukkah is pasul is not because there's pasul schach in there. The reason is because it's not kosher schach. Yeah? It's a very big difference. It's not the shear of the pasul that counts over here. It's the lack of the kosher schach that's here. It's a big nafkemina. So I don't have a case that the shear is equal. If you have metal and if you have ear, the reason why the sukkah is possible is because I'm lacking good tzchach, not because I have bad tzchach. In our Mishnah, it's because I have bad tzchach. But in a tiny sukkah, it's because I don't have good tzchach. Yishmak, no? Beautiful svaras today. I don't know, this looked colder. That's why I opened it. B'cholecheh l'lishav shurai l'adodi lo mistarvi. Ask the Gemara. Let's see if I missed any pictures here. I have a lot of stuff going on here. Schach posel posel ba'arbo. Avir posel b'shloisha. Do we get there yet? I don't know. In case we didn't, we'll put it over here. This is all Taisvus. We're not going into this. This could go over here. What else do we have? There's another Taisvus. Oh, okay. If I have different objects, different things that have different shiurim, you cannot combine two different shiurim? That's basically what we're talking about here today. We're talking about ear that passes a sukkah with three, and metal or pschach pasel that passes a sukkah with four. Can I combine a little ear to a little metal? Now, where do we have a similar thing? Vosnat, habegit shloisha shloisha. Baruch Hashem, my printer was working today, so I was able to, Oyvei, please tell me, yeah, here we go. Ah, shmak, imagine if I couldn't print this. It's a beautiful picture I found in, I did this in Shabbos, I didn't have to do it again. But here you have a piece of cloth that's 3x3. Here you have a sack that's 4x4. Here you have a piece of leather that's 5x5, and a mapot, we discussed yesterday, interestingly enough, 6x6. Tfachim. These are tfachim. 6x6 tfachim. Each one is a kli, so to speak, with this shear. The larger it is, in other words, this is more and more kal. You need at least six to make this tame. At least. So let's see inside. Habeget shloisha shloisha, hasak arba al arba, ha'ar chamisha al chamisha, mapot shisha al shisha. V'toni alo, ha-beged v'asak. You could be mitzaref, a beged, the 3 and 3 to the sack. In other words, 3 by 3 is enough for tumah. So if I have a sack that let's say has, 3 by 4, it doesn't have the full shear of 4 by 4, so I could add a little bit of beged to the sack and make it 4 by 4. Because beged is even less than that, becomes tameh. So each one could be mitzaref with the next. See here the Gemara's Kasha. Over here you see that different things that have different shiurim combine with each other, the mitzaref with each other. How come by sukkah, by schach, when it comes to metal and ear, you don't want to be mitzaref it? Mitzarefim zem zeh to the larger shiur. Says the Gemara, not a Kasha. Hasam kidektani taima, we explained over there. Omer v'shimim matam. Don't pretend you don't know the answer. It says over there, Matam. What's the reason? Each one with one tefach could be metama, could create tumah if you sit on it, tumas medrus. If you take any of these things and you trim it out nicely, you take a nice scissor and you cut it out, you make a beautiful square patch. So much less than this. Even one tefach by one tefach. We have 3x3, 6x6. One tefach is enough. Why? We're going to tefach tefach tameh creates tumah. Tefach tefach on the main chazi. What can you do with it? I can patch a saddle. Now, since it's so perfectly straight and beautiful, it's a nice patch, I can use it for a saddle. If I use it on a saddle, and a zav sits on the saddle, so it's a moishav. It's a tremendous tumah. Okay. So memela what? Those, here once again, I come up with a svara that all these things are equal in a shear. Remember we said before, if ear and metal would be equal in a shear of one small sukkah, then it would be equal in a shear. We went away with that. We said, over there they're not equal in a shear. But over here I have a situation, a patch of a saddle, all of these products are equal in one tefach. And in Mela, they could all, now they have a relationship. Since when it comes to the saddle, they're equal, so now they could help each other out in other things. You could add pieces and create 4x4. They could combine and be mitzarif because in one situation of a saddle, they're the same. Besuri Amri, lo shmaitze b'ay lishna. Okay, so this is how they learned it in Surah, but ben ardo masnu, instead of saying that it's Rav, this whole thing, they said it's in the name of Shmuel, or maybe the name of Shmuel. Schach posel be'emza, posel b'arba. Here. Great. If you have bad schach, something that's makabel tumah like metal, smack down the middle of the sukkah, you need 4 tfachim. That's the whole sugya. And if you take a look at this picture, you have 2 sukkahs. This sukkah, well, this is not a good picture. I don't know why he did it like this. I don't like this picture because it actually has 3 walls here. 1, 2, 3. This should not be here, I think. That's great. It's a very good sukkah. It might be a mistake. I hope I might be making a mistake. To me, it doesn't make sense right now. What? Not the 4? Okay, good. So yours is maybe more meduyik. Okay, it looks cool, but maybe halachically not so good for our sugya. The point is that if you have a piece of pasul schach that goes right down the middle, it divides the sukkah in half. And if you divide the sukkah in half, you don't have a kosher sukkah. So you know what? Maybe there's less than 7 tfachim here, whatever. We'll be melamed zchus on this guy on Kol HaLashon because he's doing a great job. And if it's just a gap of air, hot air is worse than metal. Only 3 tfachim. Who says this? In Arda, they said it in the name of Shmuel, not Rav. But if it comes from the side of the sukkah, how much is it? 4 amos. Look how big. Look how it's tremendous. All this. 8 feet. Because for 8 feet, for arba amos, we say, doifen akumo. Minat abayzim arba amos. V'rav omar, bein minatzad, bein v'emtza barba amos. And Rav says, no. It doesn't matter where. Rav basically saying what we were learning up until now, Rabba. We said, Rabba said this, and the Talmidim of Rav said the opposite, and now all of a sudden it's Rav saying what Rabba said. What the Talmidim were arguing, it's actually Rav actually said it. Beim minatzad, beim minatzad, ba'arba amos. Bet schach is not 4 tfachim, it's 4 amos. Tanan, what about the fact that we learned if you take a plank of wood that's 4 tfachim, it's kosher. Bishlam Rav, the Omar bein 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 atzad barba amos. Rav says that pasul schach is 4 amos, not 4 tfachim, so it's perfect. 4 tfachim is a joke. Mishum achik sheira, that's why it's kosher. Elul Shmuel do Omar bein barba barba. But according to Shmuel, it says that in the middle of the sukkah 4 tfachim pasuls amayik sheira. Why is this plank of wood kosher? It's not in the middle of the sukkah, it's on the side of the sukkah. The side of the sukkah, you have up to 4 amos. Tashma, shnei zdinim mitzdarfin. Going back to the sugya and daf yudalid. Remember, we had this picture. A sheet is mekabel tumah pasul for schach. If I have 2 sheets together, the mitzdarif for the 4th tfachim. Shnei nisarim e mitzdarfin. However, 2 pieces of wood, as so, anamit starf, we said. That was 1 shita. Remei roimer nisorim gizdinim. This isn't starf. Bishlam alach lishendom. This is the sugi that we did already. Rabbi said we should know this. Bishlam alach lishendom rav. Bein benzav, bein minat sad. Bar ba amois. Maimit starf. Anyway, Rabbi said if you came today and you know somebody that didn't come to shir, just ask him, what's daiv akuma? Does daiv akuma mean this or daiv akuma means this? Inshallah, you're a big Talmud Chacham. You know it's like this. Rashi says it's like this. It's not like this. Okay. At least we learned one thing today. Vishlam alach lishendom arav bein b'emtza bein minatzad barba amois. May mitzarfim larba amois. According to Rav, it doesn't matter where this pasul schach is. It's 4 amos. What does it mean, mitzarif? It means, I'm trying to get to 4 amos. Elach lishendom arav b'emtza barba heichidomi. But if the whole psul is for tfachim, what are we talking about with these nesarim? It is buar ba. If each plank of wood has 4 tfachim, lomalu starufe. Why do I need 2? Each plank is 4. 4 equals psul. Idolas buar ba. And if they don't have 4 tfachim, So it's regular schach. Every time I put bamboo on my sukkah, it's less than 4 tefachim. And of course, they're not mitzarev. I can't say all my bamboo gets together and makes one piece of schach puzzle. You can't take 2 pieces of wood and make them one. So if it has 4 tefachim, it's possible I don't need 2. And if it has less than 4 tefachim, why are 2 pieces no good? Says the Gemara Lailam, and we had this Gemara word for word, Lailam disbu arba. Of course, we're talking about pieces, planks of wood that have 4 tefachim. So if it has 4 tefachim, I'm mitzarefin. Why do you need them to be mitzarev? They're already possible. Mitzarefin l'arbam, it's been atzad. End of the story, have a wonderful Shabbos. In other words, we are talking about from the side, which is 4 amas. Yeah, Shavuot, I forgot. Sorry. If you're already at the end of the share, you don't care. Let's just finish this line. We're not talking about the middle of the sukkah. We're talking about the side of the sukkah. The side of the sukkah is only possible with 4 amas, not 4 tefachim. So a bunch of 4 tefachims are mitzaref to the 4 amas to make a puzzle. And that's what he means. We'll do the rest tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, at 10:30. It looks like we have a very short Amid Beis again. Have a wonderful week. Wonderful Shabbos. Wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. Agutavach. Agutavach.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.